Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather today across Israel is warm and sunny, with bright skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, coastal breezes bring a refreshing feel. Tonight, expect a mild and pleasant evening. Here are today's headlines. First, Walla reports that Netanyahu and Katz announced the IDF destroyed a 200-meter terror tunnel in Lebanon earlier today. Also, Axios reveals that a shared fear of Iran led to an Israel-Lebanon deal following 4 days of tense negotiations. Also this hour, the World Health Organization warns that 150 million people are living under extreme heat, with 1,000 excess deaths recorded in France, as reported by Israel Hayom. Separately, according to the Jerusalem Post, Lebanon's foreign minister says recognizing Israel is a significant step, but considers it normal amid talks on Hezbollah's disarmament and regional dynamics. And finally, Ynet reports a powerful blast was heard across northern Israel as the IDF destroyed Hezbollah's drone fortress in Lebanon, a network built with Iranian assistance. From X, the latest, A.G. Hamilton, a political commentator, expressed concern about the recent heatwave, noting over 1,000 deaths in France and criticizing Europe's technological policies, posting just minutes ago. Meanwhile, Middle East 24 shared that researchers from Haifa University spotted rare sperm whales off Israel's southern coast during a marine survey, coinciding with International Oceans Day, posting earlier today. Lastly, Avi Kaner, a Middle East commentator, highlighted that Amal movement's leader, Nabi Berri, received significant funding from Iran, which influences Shia politics and militias in Lebanon, posting earlier today. Now for more on those stories, starting with the destruction of the tunnel in Lebanon. Walla reports that the IDF operation took place in the Majdal Zun area, targeting a structure over 200 meters long and designed for terror activities. This strike aims to reduce Hezbollah's military capabilities, maintaining security for Israel's northern communities. Turning to the Israel-Lebanon agreement, Axios reveals that the negotiations were driven by mutual concerns over Iran's influence in the region. The deal marks a rare moment of cooperation, potentially easing tensions along the border. For civilians, this could mean a period of calm and economic opportunities. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization's warning about extreme heat was reported by Israel Hayom. The Director General pointed out the alarming number of excess deaths in France, urging countries to take immediate climate action. This highlights the growing environmental challenges globally. Separately, the Jerusalem Post discusses Lebanon's diplomatic stance with Israel. The Lebanese foreign minister's comments come as talks continue over Hezbollah's role and regional stability. This dialogue could pave the way for broader Middle East peace efforts. That strike comes hours after the IDF's action against Hezbollah's drone fortress in Majdal Zun, as Ynet reports. The facility stored drones and explosives aimed at Israel. By dismantling this, Israel aims to deter future threats and maintain regional security. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Meta, under Mark Zuckerberg, is shifting focus to smaller projects, moving away from high-cost ventures like TikTok and AI. This pivot includes new experimental apps, signaling a more cautious investment approach. Separately, Ynet Business notes that Israeli investors saw significant gains from SpaceX's IPO. The Stepstone Fund, which was marketed in Israel, profited from early exposure to Elon Musk's company, illustrating the financial opportunities in tech investments. And finally, Globes warns that Israel's mortgage market faces high risks, reminiscent of the U.S. subprime crisis. The Comptroller's report, however, met with criticism from the Bank of Israel, highlighting ongoing concerns in the housing sector. That's all for now. from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 6 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.